get married? Did you get married by a preacher?
Yes, and the preacher's daughter and her husband and me and Dad and I got married in their home.
All the same day?
All the same evening after school.
After school?
Well, it was night. We got married that night, probably about 7 o'clock.
Did your parents come?
No, nobody went but us, and then we come over to a dance at the schoolhouse.
A what?
Dance.
I thought you didn't.
Well, my mother.
Those things.
I don't, but they're trying to get a floor in the schoolhouse that had a dirt floor.
And they were
raising money for
you them? Mean you were dancing on a dirt floor?
Oh, no, that wasn't true. I guess they'd got the floor to try to pay for it. They doing something.
Well, now, I thought your dad used to slip away and play for the band.
Well, he's playing that night.
Oh. Well, now, you tell me
the dances, your mother or your father?
Huh?
Did your mother and father both disapprove of the dances?
No,
or
he didn't.
Your mother?
He didn't.
He played the violin.
He played the violin
real good.
You never did hear.
No wonder you went to the dance.
He was a good one.
Was he always in the
band?
No,
I never did hear him.
When you went?
Yes.
Well, no wonder you had a chaperone there.
Sure.
Not always, but of course when he did.
Were you a pretty good dancer?
Huh?
Were you a pretty good dancer? She's not going to sing this, I'll bet.
Well, then the evening after you got married, you went to the dance and your dad was playing. And,
mm-hmm.
That same night.
Your mother was the one that didn't approve of it?
Yes, yeah, she didn't. She didn't touch
play,
it.
When it was his.
No, her daddy played the violin that was his.
Well, now, did your folks take honeymoons then, or did you just go?
No, we didn't. No, I had to finish out of that school.
Oh, you were teaching?
Yeah.
Do you have to go teach the next day?
Well, no, I guess this is Friday night, I don't know. That's been an awful long time ago.
Well, what kind of church was it you went to?
The Church of God.
I had one there?
But the one that we went to where I met him, I guess he was United Brethren.
Oh. Well, now, is this around where Tacoma was, or where Green Valley is?
It was, do you know where Chet Vanshley is? Did you know, I can't think of the people's name where the schoolhouse used to be. It was just a mile north and a mile west of Tacoma.
North or south?
North. A mile north up there.
Hmm.
Going up that and then
north. Oh,
did
I
you ever take a honeymoon?
No, never. Didn't.
You never took a vacation?
Oh. No.
Right after your marriage.
Your dances were square dances, though, weren't they? Like they do now.
Well,
did you have the Virginia reel and stuff like that?
Oh, they no, not that. They had the waltz and the shottish and polka.
Well, that's about like they do in this country.
Like we're
in
the
South,
sure.
Yes, it's like he does.
Kind of wear you out?
Oh, yes. But my husband didn't dance that kind of dancing. He would the square.
He didn't approve it?
Square dance.
How long after you got married did you quit dancing?
Well, right now.
Right now.
You mean he didn't approve of those things? Why?
Well, I don't know. He just didn't.
How come he went that night?
Oh, he went every once in a while. Once in a while he'd go.
He went to church when he met him, and when he married him, he went to the dance.
He did go once in a while after you got married?
I can't remember, but I know one time I had my things all laid out, school off, school never ends. I had my clothes all ready to go, and I found out I wasn't going.
Well, was he pretty strict? Or?
Yes, he was.
You mean husbands were strict?
Well, I
think you mean the women didn't care?
I really respect him for it. The kind of man he was.
You mean the wife didn't tell the husbands what to do?
Well, I guess not. And that, I think you respect your husband much more when you can't boss him.
How much older was he than you?
I think 6 years.
Oh, he was quite a bit older. Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't be so much. 28? When she was 22?
I think he is.
He's like marrying you right now.
What would be so bad about that?
Be set in your ways.
Well, now,
well, how soon did the children start coming?
Oh, Leo was born 24. 24? No, not 24.
Had you been married a year or two?
Yeah, 2 years.
And then, let's see, Leo was the first one.
Lola.
How far behind was Lola?
Two years, a little over 2 years.
How old are you?
And then,
That's Leo and Lola. And Paul. Paul's 2 years and a half younger than Lola.
And then?
Then Pearl comes 17 months.
And then?
And your father in the 4.5 years. 4.5 years younger than her.
So you had 5 children. And then you raised 3 grandchildren.
Yeah.
But let's see, how old? You were 62 when you took me.
I think so. And I must have been about, how long had I had Biddy and Pearl? About 50, when I was about 57 or 58.
Well, you'd have them for four or five years?
I don't remember.
She took Pearlie in about 29, the year that I had that accident.
Well, she went back home to us. She went back home and lived with her parents.
She didn't take me until 1937.
On the road.
In the car.
In whose car?
Well, Pearl surely wasn't that much older than
in
you.
In whose car?
It was in 1929.
Pearlie 10 years older than Leland?
I think
whose
so.
Car
I'm sure
yet.
I didn't know somebody. I can't remember the dates hardly.
Well, now, let's see. You folks started out with a quarter blender at the home.
Uh-huh.
And
how did he?
3 horses.
Did they crash into another guy?
And I guess some plows and a wagon and a buggy.
Well then, Well, how on earth did you ever end up with 400 acres of land then?
Because he knew how to manage, and he managed it. He managed his own money.
You mean you didn't spend it?
No.
Yes, but I've been thinking about it. He was very, very young when he had to quit work.
How young?
Well, I was thinking around 40. Oh, wasn't
the 40s, he had to quit work.
Around
why?
40 years old.
He got diabetes, and he had the vice disease. He had personal health work condition.
From then on, all he could
but he was just a real.
Well, did he work pretty hard, or?
Yes, I'd say he did work hard.
Well, no one knew what diabetes was. Uh-huh. People came to him and asked him what he did. No one knew what to do. Even doctors would ask.
They didn't have any insulin then?
Well, they began giving insulin after he'd had it quite a while. Well, they had him come up to the hospital.
What did he do? Control his diet? Or did
yes.
the room know how?
Uh-huh.
How did he know how
yes,
to control
Yes, they knew how they put
him. They finally started insulin.
They put him on a starvation diet. They call it a starvation diet. We'd make some broth and cool and take every bit of the grease off of it, the fat, and he just went on that for quite a while.
This broth?
For a long time to get rid of the sugar. Of course he couldn't, you didn't get rid of the diabetes, but he had so much sugar. He kept working when he was not able to work.
Well then he went from 160 acres up to 400 acres in about 10 years.
Okay. Well, no, I guess more than 10. Let's see.
Well, if he was 28 when he got married.
Yeah, 28, 30, yes.
Yes, it didn't take too long.
And besides that, we built that new home. That was
which one?
That on the corner, that was a nice
in Tacoma.
We had no homes in Alpha.
Alpha.
I was from the college.
And that was it was supposed to be one of the best homes at that time.
He had a bakery in Alba.
Who? Granddad?
Dad.
Oh,
sure.
For a while. He didn't keep it.
For a while.
And he bought one house, and then they had several lots, so he built a new one on the corner.
Well, that isn't all. We had those two houses up there, and we had the house down on the farm furnished. In the summertime, we could go down there, and the time we wanted, they were both furnished, so we could.
Well,
let's see, Alba's got 20 miles?
I think it's about 18.
Well, then that was quite a drive in those days, wasn't it?
Yes.
Even we had cars.
Well, how'd you happen to get a place up in Alabama?
Well, his health got so poor, he had to rent the farm and get up and go to town.
He rented it to someone else?
Who did we rent first? Our Paris, I think.
Uh-huh. Well, you say he saved money?
Yes, he just did that part. We just, I don't know how he did it.
Well, how'd you do it when you had one of the first 1914 Fords?
Oh, you mean,
he always had the best horses. And
he said he would never buy a car until he had just like furnishing the house. He'd never buy a car until he had the money to pay for it and enough money for gas for a year.
That's right.
We just said we were.
Is that for a year?
Yes, you folks wouldn't think of living like
that. And during the First World War, he bought a new 1926. Well, one of the fellows had, and he was going to in the service, and they just bought a 26 Dodge.
Well, it couldn't have been, because the First War was in 1917.
1919.
It was over 1919.
How did we happen to get a 19? Oh, no, we had a Dodge. Oh, that was a new Dodge later on in 26.
Well, there was in 26, we got a new Dodge.
Oh, we got that new one.
And Fred Gallagher said, just got this, they got him a new Dodge, and they called him. He, and Dad was.
Well, now.
He drove out here, and you must have come out to California, rather, not Wyoming. You went to California in 27, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
And he bought 10 acres out there of grapes and...
Yes, but we lost a lot of money on that.
Because...
Quite out of the rail.
Oh, he decided he wanted...
He was just so taken up and riled up.
Decided he wanted to go home.
And he said he felt so much better out there and everything. And then he got to, then he didn't want to keep it. And in a year or so, he didn't.
He wasn't able to take care of it.
What kind of clothes did you wear then?
Well, you should have seen
way back
furs,
when you were married.
Furs and hats. When back when we lived in Alabama, I can remember she had a big velvet hat he bought for her and a pretty brown fur. And I don't know why we did all that.
I have that fur and muff laying around now. Lola, no, Lila went and gave that fur away. And Lola hated that so bad. She sent it to the
church.
To the church. At
Rummage.
And she is there. She just went in my things, you know. And I guess I told her, okay, go on. But Lola thought she could have had something made out of them. Betty has a beautiful mink fur stole.
Does she?
Yeah.
What for?
Oh, huh?
She goes places.
Well, now, you said Grandpa managed the money pretty good, but did he generally, did you live pretty well? I mean,
oh, yes, that's one
thing.
Everything.
Because Aunt Pearl says you had the best horses and cars and stuff like that.
Barn. But, yes, we had.
Well, where did you save? What kind of stuff did you save?
Oh, I don't know, but he just didn't let
he just didn't manage or
not that any things that we could do without we didn't buy.
Oh, I think we did. We had electric, we didn't have electric lights, but we had gas lights.
The first we had was a...
We had the whenever anybody else had anything, we had them.
We had a new
piano.
Well,
I was thinking about...
new piano and everything. Arvin first. No Arvin.
One of these that you pumped up with your feet?
Yes, when Lola was little, he bought us a new Arvin. And then when, I don't know how long it was before he bought
it. Did you ever decide what you were going to buy?
No.
I
wanted the organ, but I never thought about him buying it. And then he bought the
piano. Well, what do you think about most women nowadays that go down and charge everything and tell their husbands they bought it?
Well, that we never did a thing like that.
What would have happened if you had it?
They didn't charge them, did they?
Well, I guess they would.
No, what would have happened?
I wouldn't want to. Well, he just wouldn't have done it, that's all. He wouldn't do anything like that. We never did old things.
He wouldn't charge. He never did charge anywhere.
One time we did. So much rain we couldn't harvest our Capricorn. That's the crop that year. And we had to go and did about $25 or $30 for groceries before we got thrashed. My mind, we couldn't hardly stand that.
Who's he going debt to? The people at the store?
No, it's his brother-in-law. His brother-in-law had a store.
Times that weren't like they are now. You'd go and have your wheat ground into flour and things like that. Years ago.
I remember you telling about the first time Charlie Klein ever came over. Didn't he see Ike?
No, Ike went over there.
Oh.
And he asked him if he had any sister, and he said, yes, they could.
What?
He said, he asked him if he had any sister, and he said, yes, six head.
Well, now, I was thinking, though, about difference Grandpa started out with, 18 cents when he was married. Wasn't Uncle Charlie pretty well fixed?
He had quite a bit of money.
How much did he have?
Oh, I don't know. You couldn't tell by hearing him talk. But anyway, he come through, that's before his marriage, come past there, and Dad was plowing, and he said, talk like, but he wasn't going to plow. He's going to have a lot of cattle and do things like that. And it wasn't more than five or six years until we bought 80 acres of his land.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, now what happened? What was the difference in Uncle Charlie that they ended up on welfare and on pension? And
I can't tell.
And Grandpa and you ended up pretty well.
I don't know what's wrong. They didn't know how to manage.
Oh, did they have any real good things or something?
No.
You think your grandchildren know how to manage?
Well, some of them do. Bob does.
Well, Bob had it handed
Bob
to him.
Bob had it handed over to his wife. Had
1,000 acres of land. Why wouldn't he have plenty?
I thought it was more than that.
It might be.
It was 10,000 acres Hess had.
Well, I don't know how much
he
had,
but
that's his place where he's living. It's his grandmother's gone, that's his place.
Well, you were telling me something about when Aunt Lila got married or something, when Uncle Everett used to ride the motorcycle.
Ralph rode it too.
Tell us about when you rode it.
Oh, no, I don't want to.
Oh, come on. What happened? Where were you going? Was he just taking
the
ride?
At that time, we wore skirts that was about 4 yards wide. It kind of pleated down, and he was going to take me up to see my mother about a mile and a half. And I then home with skirt tight, and I even got caught in the wheel and just tore a lot of it out. But I had plenty of skirt on, but he went back and got me. I think I just stayed there, and he went back and got me dressed.
I thought you were sitting outside of the road.
But there was plenty of skirt, but it kind of tore it so bad that I needed to take a dress up there with me.
He was trying to make a good impression on her so he could marry her daughter.
He didn't have to make a good impression. I had that, but he's a little boy.
Did you make all your own clothes then?
I didn't make that, no. I made that skirt. It had to, seemed to me like it was a box of pleats down about so far. And just on this.
Wasn't it expensive to make clothes that had so much material in them?
No, everything. Well, I don't know why it wouldn't. Everything was so cheap, but then the wages were cheap too. No, I guess it was.
Sherman used to get 25 cents for a bushel of wheat.
And 5 cents for nice of cotton material.
5 cents a yard?
Sometimes, But you see, look, 25 or 30 cents for wheat, and you'd have to get it about like that.
Well, what were some of the things like, you made your own butter and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes our own cheese. And I can remember one time I had as much as a 30-gallon of butter preserved in jail. But we had a lot of hired hands.
Oh, we had a beautiful orchard.
A lot of men working for us, and we had to have And they ate an awful lot of it. I don't know how many stacks of sugar I used that fall. I picked my own fruit.
Where'd you get your sugar?
Bought it at town, 100 pounds at a time.
Did you trade at Tacoma then?
Mostly.
Was it larger than
that? Well, no, I guess I think at the, in the early days we traded at Carmel. It used to be Augusta, and it moved over to Carmel.
Well, now, what'd you do for washing? How'd you wash?
Well, I washed on the board. Heated in the water, carried water in the house, heated in the boiler.
How far did you carry it?
Sometimes I carried it quite a long ways.
Did you carry it from the creek, or did you have a well?
I had a well. Then pretty soon we had a milk house, and it's really close to the house.
Was that the one that Lola used for a wash house for a while?
No, it was closer to the house than that. I don't know what, we made a hen house out of it, I think. But I washed the clothes, then put them in the water and boil them, then take them out and wash them and rinse them.
Hey, you always boil clothes, then.
When you have
everything?
Yes.
Not the colored clothes.
All your whites.
Well, now, how on earth did you ever have time to cook on a wood stove and wash and take care of the children and everything
carry
else?
Carry water and carry wood in.
And cut wood.
Build a
we had
fire
coal.
Level. But, well, I just did.
Well, now, did they...
The women could do
the
it
children,
now. Women could do it now if they had to.
Now, did the children have to work when they were younger, like carrying wood and stuff like that?
Oh, I guess.
And milk the cows?
As soon as they're old enough, they milk, I guess. Well, I did a lot of milking, but...
I used to herd cattle every summer. While they worked in the fields, I had to herd the cows. They'd give me 10 cents a day if I didn't let them get out and take it away from me if I didn't.
Well, now, when you had the sod house and things like that, how did you, what did you use for refrigeration?
Nothing. We didn't have any.
Well, didn't things spoil?
No.
Butter never spoil?
No, but there
we used to keep them in the...
There used to be a time when we'd have a bucket and hang them down the well, butter and milk to keep fresh.
So it'd be cool down the well?
Mm-hmm.
Underwater or?
No, just down, not to the water. And then when we had the milk house, well, they just kind of let the water run through a trough on them. It was a long time to finally we had got an ice box. You had to have a lot of put ice in it.
Where'd you get your ice?
Oh, I didn't buy it at town. And we put ice in our little trailer ice box now.
Now, when you had your children, or when they had them those days, did you have them at home or where?
Yeah, at home, without a doctor.
Well, did you have midwives?
Yes.
Grandma Brunner
was with me, with all of my children, but your father had a doctor with your father, but she didn't know anything.
Grandma Brunner, now is that Uncle Everett's mother?
No, his
grandmother.
Well, now, did she act as midwife on all deliveries, or?
Yes.
Did they have one or two people around that did it all the time, or did various people do it?
Well, I don't know of anybody but her.
Did she have any training?
No, I don't think she had. If anything went wrong, she wouldn't. She quit. She didn't go ahead.
Well, did they have any doctors around?
Hmm?
Did they have any doctors around?
Doctor's about 18 miles when Bill was born, but they're closer from the rest of us. We didn't have any.
What happened if something wrong and she quit?
Yeah,
what
she would have to, they'd have to call a doctor then.
She felt like it was too
she'd know
bad.
If anything wasn't just right, but she would tell them to get a doctor.
Did a lot more women die then in childbirth?
Well, I think they did. I think they had more. Some kind of fever, and I suppose that's the reason.
Well, what did you do then for medicines and things like this?
We never used medicine.
Well, what happened when you get sick and stuff like
we
that?
We just had the prayer. We just had the people, we just prayed someone maybe come here and pray with us, and we just never had any medicine for
ourselves. What if you had pneumonia or something?
Well, that's what we do. My husband had sciatic rheumatism, which was just almost like death. And he was suffering so bad, and they just come in and had prayer for him, and it quit right now.
Well, now, what kind of churches then were back there then?
Well, the Church of God was just established while we, soon after he was married, and that's what we always attended.
Well, now,
did you have a preacher that's there all the time, or did someone just come through the...
At first we didn't have, I don't know just how, when was the first one to come.
Did they hold it in homes or in the church building?
No, in schoolhouses, and then we rented the Baptist church at Tacoma, then built a church there, and now they built this one.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about these camp meetings and revivals they used to have? Did they used to have those quite a bit?
Yes.
How did they work?
Yeah. How did they work, what do you mean?
They had
great big tents.
They had a big tent, and they had free will offerings, and as long as they did that, it was to offer for. Just didn't, then pass it, and it played around or anything like that at first.
Well, would preachers come in from the outside, or where?
Oh, I don't know.
Where would they hold these?
One time they had a little Fred Smith's, you know where that place used to be?
Mm-hmm.
You wanted to quit?
Mm-hmm. She just prayed on her in this chair.
And then there was a Ledoux place, that's where back her grandpa's on the river.
You mean they just hold down along the river?
Well, it's nice. It's over Ledoux, in Ledoux's yard, close to the river.
Well, now, would people stay at home and drive there?
Why, we were as close as we were. We went and stayed. But it'd be more than 2 miles.
You mean just camp out?
Yes, we'd go and stay. He'd go back home to the chores.
Now, where'd you cook? And
they had a... I think they had a tent they cooked in. They hired a cook.
Oh, and then you just eat there?
They just served the, like the camp meetings.
Did you have to pay for the meals?
Huh?
Did you have to pay for the meals?
They all took the meals in. Sometimes somebody would maybe furnish a calf and the potatoes and everything. Had to pay
you still need it?
Huh? Yes, I had to pay for the cook.
Now, when you moved to Alba then, and you built a couple of houses?
Yeah. No, we built one and we built one.